Well, that's all from Information Desk for this week, so it's on with some news items. The Norwich Cathedral held a special service to commemorate the Le Paradis massacre, and there is news of the imminent retirement of the Dean of Norwich. Other news involves Blickling Hall, the Holiday Inn, and the racecourse plantation in Thorpe. Hundreds of people gathered at Norwich Cathedral for service to commemorate those who lost their lives in the Le Paradis massacre during the Second World War. The massacre occurred in northern France some 82 years ago, as the Royal Norfolk and other regiments were seeking shelter in a barn while being shot at by the Nazis. When the 97 British men surrendered, they were not taken as prisoners of war. Instead, they were lined up against a barn wall and executed. An engraved Portland stone was erected at the cathedral after the Le Paradis Memorial Project, a charity which formed in 2018, raised more than £60,000 to recognise the soldiers' heroism. As the organ played at the Sunday Evensong service, the choir and ministers entered, followed by the standards and regimental colour of the 3rd Battalion of the Royal Anglian Regiment, giving an impressive procession. The Reverend Canon Aidan Platten addressed attendees of the service with a sermon where he made references to the sacrifices made in both world wars and more recent conflicts. The memorial is located near to the Edith Cavell Memorial, where the Reverend pointed out that both stand with their backs to a blank wall, just as both parties had when they were killed in cold blood. Drawn from the 2nd Battalion, the Royal Norfolk Regiment, the 1st Battalion, the Royal Scots, and other British Expeditionary Force units, the men at Le Paradis had been tasked with delaying the German advance while the Dunkirk evacuation of 338,000 Allied servicemen began.
A trial project which has seen patients receiving hospital treatment at a Holiday Inn on the outskirts of Norwich is due to stop at the end of April. The so-called Care Hotel was established in a wing of the Ipswich Road site in February in an effort to ease the strain on hospitals. The service has seen patients who are ready for hospital discharge stay in the hotel and receive care while they wait for home care arrangements to be made, with spaces made available for 15 patients at a time. The facility has been staffed by personnel from a Salisbury-based firm called Abicare, so as not to draw resources away from the NHS sites. Following the closure of the service, the CCG will carry out a full evaluation into how the pilot went, the experiences patients had, and analyse any statistics around the difference it made.
Controversial plans to build more than 200 homes on the edge of Norwich Woodland have been temporarily withdrawn following the imposition of new planning restrictions. A proposal to construct 239 properties on the racecourse plantation at Plumstead Road East was due to be heard by planners, but was withdrawn at the 11th hour. The Thorpe St Andrews scheme is the latest victim of new restrictions to the planning system intended to keep Norfolk's waterways clean. Earlier this month, the county's councils were informed that they must not grant planning permission for any schemes involving overnight accommodation until they can prove developments would not lead to phosphates and other nutrients flowing into the River Wensum and the Broads. Natural England and the Department for the Environment, Food and Rural Affairs say councillors need to make assessments against which developers can prove their schemes are nutrient neutral by providing mitigation if necessary. The sudden implementation of the changes have frustrated house builders and developers who now face unknown delays before applications can be signed off. The Thorpe scheme, located within 36 acres of the racecourse plantation, has seen fierce opposition in the past due to the loss of woodland.
For 400 years, it has been gazed at by lords, ladies, and more recently, members of the public. But the grand ceiling above Blickling Hall's long gallery is now in danger of crumbling down. Years of damage from an infestation of Death Watch beetles and previous repairs have caused cracks in the ornate plasterwork. Reports commissioned by the National Trust found the ceiling was in a delicate condition, with cracking patterns present. The organisation which owns the property has now submitted proposals to Broadland District Council to carry out extensive renovations to the room. The project will focus on repairing pendants, which hang down from the ceiling, and the cornices, decorative edging. The work will be carried out from the eaves and attic space on the floor above the ceiling, where workers can repair the laths, or wooden pieces, into which the plaster is fixed. Officials from the Trust say the materials used will be appropriate to the rest of the building and will have minimal impact.
People are being invited to a special day of services to mark the retirement of the Dean of Norwich after 42 years in ministry. The Very Reverend Jane Hedges will be stepping down after 8 years at the helm of Norwich Cathedral. She became the first female Dean of Norwich in the Cathedral's 900-year history in 2014 and has overseen many projects, including an appeal that raised more than £2.5 million to fund a major restoration of the Cathedral's organ, and she hosted the Natural History Museum's Dippy the Dinosaur exhibition. She was also the first woman to be appointed a residentiary canon in the Church of England, serving as canon pastor at Portsmouth Cathedral. In 2006, she became the first female canon at Westminster Abbey before moving in 2014 to become the 39th Dean of Norwich. The Dean, who is retiring just after her 67th birthday, will be moving to Northumberland with her husband Chris. A day of special services will take place on Sunday, May the 1st, to bid farewell to her. The Dean of Norwich, who was ordained a deaconess in 1980, a deacon in 1987, and priest in 1994, said, "My husband Chris and I have been incredibly happy here in Norwich, and we love the County of Norfolk and the people with whom we've shared our lives over the past 8 years."